Are you ready to start your journey as a small business owner? Ready to start something bold? Something groundbreaking? Utah is the startup capital of the world, and we're setting a new global standard for innovation and entrepreneurship. So if you're thinking about starting a new business or looking to grow an existing business, this is where you'll find the resources to make it happen. Visit startup.utah.gov today and start something here.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
The future of downtown Salt Lake was a key focus of last night's Salt Lake City Council meeting, with big changes being proposed, all linked to the arrival of Utah's new NHL hockey team.
We begin our live team coverage, Downtown Revitalization, with KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston. Peter?
Yeah, Amanda, from here at the Delta Center, I got a vantage point of Abravanel Hall, the Radisson Hotel. A lot of these areas are going to be going through big transformations. Smith Entertainment Group representative Mike Mahan says if magically they could put
the very best state-of-the-art, perfect arena for hockey and basketball on the site where the Delta Center is right now, and nothing else in downtown changed, we would not do it.
Instead, the group wants to, in their words, revitalize the two blocks east of the Delta Center. And like I said, that includes Abravanel Hall and part of the Salt Palace. Now, the council is going to consider raising the sales tax a small amount for 30 years, and all that money would be going to the group. Mahan estimates they'll be investing at least $3 billion into this project. Reporting live from the Delta Center, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
People concerned about the future of Salt Lake City's Japantown are closely watching every detail involved in this downtown revitalization plan. KSL TV's Lauren Steinbrecher has that part of our coverage.
Roland Yoshinaga hopes the vision from decades ago doesn't repeat. The Salt Palace loading docks that also line Japantown Street. The Smith Entertainment Group talked to the Salt Lake City Council Tuesday about the plan to revitalize that portion of downtown. The backside of the plan would be on Japantown Street.
Yoshinaga hopes Japantown won't be left on the backside of another major development. Instead, they want to be included in the planning.
This morning, Utah's new hockey team is also preparing for the upcoming draft as they try to build a playoff contending team and bring more excitement to downtown. KSL News Radio's Adam Small continues our live team coverage, Downtown Revitalization. Adam?
Amanda, Utah's NHL team is going to get their pick of some of the best prospects in this year's NHL draft as they've been awarded the sixth overall pick. Utah's GM, Bill Armstrong, spoke to reporters right after landing that pick in yesterday's draft lottery.
You get excited because now you know exactly where you're picking. So you're kind of, now it's going to the scouting meetings and honing in on the players that we like at six. So it's really now just targeting your guys. It's an exciting time of year.
Utah will also get to pick three times in the second round. We got 13 total picks in this year's draft, which is more than any other team in the NHL. The draft is June 28th and 29th in Las Vegas. Live at the Delta Center, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
You can count on us closely following all the developments surrounding the plans to revitalize downtown, both on the radio and on our website at kslnewsradio.com.
In the line of duty, preparations are now underway for the funeral of Santaquin Police Sergeant Bill Hoosier, which will take place on Monday morning at Utah Valley University. And the scholarship program that honors Utah's fallen officers has just named three new recipients. Jessica Markland is one of those recipients. Her dad is an officer with the UTA Police Force.
I hope to be able to contribute as well to that community as a teacher.
The foundation behind the program recently gave $25,000 to the family of Police Sergeant Bill Hoosier.
KSL's top national stories now. The Biden administration says it's pausing weapon shipments to Israel as military operations in Rafah escalate. ABC's M. Nguyen is following the story for us this morning.
This appears to be a major policy shift by the White House, sending a message to Israel by pausing a shipment of more than 3,000 bombs. A senior U.S. official says the administration last week held back the delivery out of concern that the weapons are similar to the kind of bombs that could be used in Rafah, where more than a million Palestinian civilians have sought shelter since the war began. The White House opposes an Israeli ground invasion there unless there's a credible plan to protect those civilians.
This is the first time the White House has paused arms shipments to Israel since the October 7th Hamas-led attack.
80% of former President Trump's supporters responded to an Ipsos poll saying they'll continue to support him even if he's convicted in the hush money trial.
It's now overwhelmingly clear this is likely to be the only case that goes all the way through to a trial and potential conviction before the election, and that means the stakes are even that much higher. And of course, it wouldn't take 20% of Trump supporters to change their minds to throw an election in a different direction. You may only need a percentage point or two, depending on how close it is in battleground states. So that is a striking number, whether it's borne out by the realities, whether there actually is a conviction, of course, to be determined.
ABC News political director Rick Klein says former President Trump and President Biden have been neck and neck in several new polls 6 months out from Election Day.
First look traffic on the 7 o'clock report. Back to Andy Farnsworth.
I-15 traffic is still at the speed limit if you're heading north. Southbound volumes are increasing as you come out of Ogden, but not any slowdowns yet. Some backups on Mountain View and Bangor at 3500 South. We've got a crash blocking lanes downtown Salt Lake, West Temple, and South Temple. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL weather now with Matt Johnson. Most of the rain and snow showers are moving out, but now we get the wind as a low pressure system moves in.
This will keep winds going Thursday morning and into Friday morning when we can see the stronger gusts. Right now, the strongest gusts look anywhere from 35 to 55 miles an hour.
Matt says the wind could be strong enough to blow garbage cans and lawn chairs around, and some strong gusts could take down some trees.
The state auditor's office is being inundated with complaints about the recent implementation of a law that regulates which bathroom a person can use. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson reports it appears most of those complaints are coming from people who oppose the law.
State Auditor John Dougal says since the law went into effect on May 1st, they've received about 10,000 complaints.
Some are clearly just protests. It's not actually a complaint. It's just, I don't like this. Others appear like they're trying to submit a complaint, but they'll indicate the name of an individual, which clearly isn't a complainant.
But Dougal says they are not bathroom monitors. They did not make this law, and they did not ask to be in charge of compliance checks for this bill. His office simply deals with the compliance of state and local entities' buildings, not the investigation of people and their genders. Dougal says people who are unhappy with this law should contact their legislators, not file complaints. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
A Spanish Fork man is facing federal charges after being accused of supplying fentanyl that killed a woman. Jared Titcomb is accused of providing the drugs to the victim on Christmas Eve, and she was found dead the next day. The investigation revealed she died of an overdose and had fentanyl in her system. The suspect is now charged with distribution resulting in death.
Salt Lake City police investigating after finding a man with a gunshot wound and a gun in the hands of a 16-year-old girl. The teen girl was arrested, but she's not facing any charges yet. Police suspect it was domestic violence related.
Panera is taking its charged lemonade off the menu following multiple lawsuits claiming the heavily caffeinated drink contributed to the deaths of two people. One of those deaths was college student Sarah Katz. Here is her mom, Jill Katz.
The pain is just so hard and so deep. It's not something you get better from. Some people say, oh, time has all healing. It's not. There's no healing. It's just acclimation.
Panera says it stands by the safety of its drinks.
West Jordan's plans for a community center for the arts is back on track after years of ups and downs.
It's taken 7 years to finally move forward with a new community and arts center for the city of West Jordan. Marie Majors, the city's public information manager, expressed the excitement they feel.
Celebrate arts and music and theater and be another community gathering place for West Jordan.
That excitement is shared with the Cultural Arts Society of West Jordan, who's had to use spaces in Taylorsville and Midvale to perform their plays. Rachel O. Crowley with the Society said they can't wait to move their shows back home and display local art inside.
I think it's really cool to bring all the culture into West Jordan.
The city hopes to unveil the center in 2025. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.